Hallelujah. Well, good morning. This is the day that we have awakened in a brand new mercy. According to the word of God, we woke up in a brand new mercy. Listen, this is Dr. Mercer with you again. Our special guest this morning had to go into work. She was called into work. She's a pharmacist and a medical doctor by profession. And the medical doctor is coming later. but this is still a good morning, and I am so grateful to be with you again. As we were raised in the good old church, you have to always be ready because you never know when God's going to use you or when you have to step in. And so I am grateful to God to be with you another day to pray. I love prayer. Prayer is an essential part of my development, is an essential part of my life. I have made prayer an anchor for my life. I don't know about you. Without prayer, I am nothing. So this morning, this is a special prayer that I am calling for people to command the day, to command the day over our school systems. And I was up early this morning just praying over my kids' school day, praying over their school years, praying over their lives, and decreeing over my grandchildren that this school year would be a different year. I just believe that God is going to bless us. God is going to bring us into a new season in our school years. I don't know about you. I'm just believing God in every amendment, every system that will fall under the auspices of the Holy Ghost and operate on our behalf, the believers' behalf and benefit. I am sending angels on assignment to the school systems, to the board, to our government, to work on our behalf and to protect our children this year. Call somebody, text somebody, tell them to get on this prayer line this morning. We are covering our children. We are covering our government. I don't know about you in other cities, but there are a lack of educators, of teachers, in our school systems, and they are begging people to come and teach school. People are afraid because of the climate and the environment of our world in our school systems. But I just continue to stay on the word of God. And although my heart aches for those parents who lost their children this year and the years past in school violence, I am so grateful to God that it didn't happen to our children. And you know, the song is so true that tragedies are a commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. The economy's down and people can't get enough pay. But you have been my protection every step of the way. And I just want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I probably have twisted the song a little bit, but you know what I'm saying. I am so grateful that God has protected me and my children every step of the way. So if you are on here this morning, we're going to pray for our children. I want you to do a 21-day declaration. I have decided for 21 days of their school year, I'm going to cover my children and my grandchildren, my nieces and my nephews, and I'm going to pray for your children. Listen, if you're on this prayer line, I want you, or you listen to the replay, drop the name of your child in our chat. Drop it in the comments. Put it on our website. Put it on our Facebook page and our eChurch intercessory team. We are going to be praying for children for 21 days, and we are decreeing that God is going to cover them through the school year. And so I just believe the scripture. When the scripture declares that when we abide in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty, He protects us and He covers us. And I just believe this morning, I'm going to give you some prayer points, how to pray over your children and your grandchildren. Wake up 30 minutes before you wake them up. Have your private time with God, praying and interceding for your children. Intercede for teachers. This is an instructional prayer this morning. Instead of giving you prayer points of encouragement, I'm just going to give you prayer points of instruction. that I got this morning that I made a vow that I'm going to do over my children's school year. But every month for 21 days, every month for 21 days until school is out, I'm going to take the first 21 days and I'm covering my children and my grandchildren, my sisters, my nieces, my nephews, and other children that are a part of my life. And if you want your children to be a part of this prayer, I want you to drop their name in the comments. Amen. Number two, not only pray, get up 30 minutes and pray for your children for the first 21 days of every month. Be committed to cover your children. Number two, we're going to cover our teachers. Number two, we're going to cover our teachers. So write your teacher's name, write the name of your kids, your grandchildren, teachers down. Be involved, be present, find out the name of their teachers. We're going to cover their teachers. We're going to pray for the amendments. Number three, we're going to pray for the amendments that are on the table in our government, in our local and in our state and in our world government, the seat of the Senate, that they make the right decisions concerning our teachers and our administrators. Number three. Number four, because the Bible has told us that the government should be upon his shoulders, we're asking and praying for divine protection. We're praying for divine protection, okay? And so we're going to pray for divine protection. We're going to pray, get up 30 minutes and pray over our children and our grandchildren. Number two, we're going to pray for teachers. Number three, we're going to pray for the Senate. Number four, we're going to pray for divine protection and divine covering. I don't know about you. I still believe in the covering of the blood. I still believe in the blood still works. And number five, I'm going to pray that God gives your children divine intellect, enlarge the territory of their mind, that they can obtain their work, and that you and the school will work hand in hand, a partnership, a relationship for the health, for the emotional health of our children. We're going to pray for emotional stability for our children and for the children of the system. Y'all, you don't even understand the enemy. The Bible has warned us that the enemy, it says, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down with great wrath because he knows his time is short. And he is in full force and in full effect over our children. But I decree that the word of the Lord, like Revelation said, every tactic that he used, he caused the flood to come in the earth realm. And the ground opened up and swallowed it when the enemy was trying to attack the woman that was in the wilderness. And I decree today, saints of God, my intercessors, my mothers. I don't know about you. I feel the power of God in this prayer this morning. But I am a firm believer that God is sending supernatural help as he did in the book of Revelation. He is causing things to operate opposite of what the enemy is trying to do. I believe there are warring angels. I've been releasing Michael to war and his team to war on our behalf for our children. And so today we're going to go into prayer. So Father, I decree today and I thank you that we are coming on the behalf of our children. We are coming on the behalf of our grandchildren. We are coming on the behalf of children who are connected to us. We are coming, God, for our nieces and our nephews. We are coming to for children that we go to church with. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, covering, protecting our children. God, we decree that that they would have an amazing day, that you will assign their teachers to them. Father, the rules of engagement of scripture says that the heart of the king is in direct hand of the Lord, and you turn it like a river. So we decree and we declare that the hearts of teachers, the hearts of educators, the hearts of administrators be turned by the hand and the voice of God, that they will have patience and they will know that their voices and their presence are seeds in our children's souls, that they will not just be students, but they will understand they're on assignment. I lift teachers up to you. that they will have patience, they will have love, they will have tolerance, they will have compassion for our children. God, I thank you that our children will be in the hands of the right teachers, that our hands will be in schools, our teachers will be in the hands of teachers and schools that care about their development. God, I thank you, and I release angels on their assignment before our students get there, that the schools are protected under the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. I decree right now that there would be no evil happenings. There would be no sharpshooters. There would be no evil developments manifesting in the hearts of children. That there would be no school shootings around our children. In the name of Jesus, release your divine covering, your divine protection. Father, I thank you that our schools are covered under the blood. Our children are covered under the blood. Seal every doorpost with your blood. Seal their classrooms with the blood. Father, I thank you now. You can turn every, we annihilate every attack, satanic attack over our children, because God, you are our divine protector, and the Bible says that you war on our behalf. And so God, we pray for our children. We pray for our teachers. We pray for the schools. We pray for the grounds. And so God, I thank you that every place our foot shall tread upon is blessed. And God, I thank you. We send out blessings. And what you have blessed, it cannot be reversed. And so, God, bless our school systems in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you now. And we thank you for the legislation. We pray for principals that they would know how to guide their school. And so, Heavenly Father, we pray as the seasons are changing and that summer is winding down and a new school year is beginning. God, we thank you. Just like you did last year and years before, you protected our children. God, I pray right now, oh God, through this predictable repetition of our calendar. And God, I thank you that you are the creator of time. And God, because of your faithfulness, God, help us to understand the urgencies of the time, oh God, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We will keep your promises before our children. God, we will keep the word of God before our children. We pray as the Bible has decreed us. Mark the word. Mark it on our children's forehead. Let them pass over the mark of Gilgal, that they will see the promises of what God has done for our children. And God, I thank you as we approach another transition of sending our kids back to school. God, I thank you that we will not wrestle with the confliction of emotions. God, I pray right now that we will not release fear in the atmosphere, but we will release hope in our children, in their atmosphere. And God, we thank you that we will press faith into them, that this will be a powerful school year. This will be a school year that we will remember. You will cover them, even our children that are driving. God, protect them, protect their cars, that they will not be killed in accidents, and there will not be accidents with drunk drivers. There will not be accidents of people speeding on the road. But God, I decree that they will operate in safety. Angels be around their car and count their cars in the name of Jesus, and count school buses. Oh, Father, I thank you. Bless school drivers. Bless their health, that they will not have health issues while driving our children. There will not be school accidents. And so, God, we delight in the excitement and the laws of your word. And we will not worry, but we will cast our cares upon you, because God, our children are our concerns. And so God, I thank you that in this school year, we as parents, as grandparents, as caregivers, anoint us to work with them, anoint us to be their mothers, anoint us to be their grandmothers, anoint us, oh God, to be their caregivers, anoint us to understand their homework. Anoint us, oh God, to care for them this school year. And so, God, we thank you that our hearts shall be calm. Lord, we thank you and give us peace that surpasses all of our understanding. Remind us, Holy Spirit, to commit our children to prayer each and every day. And so, God, I thank you that our children will not be bullied. God, I thank you for emotional and spiritual stability, mental stability, social stability. God, I thank you for emotional intelligence over our children. And God, even our children that are on college campuses, oh God, let them have a sense of awareness in the name of Jesus. God, I pray as parents, our instructional prayers, they will be intentional for our children. We will pray targeted prayers for our children, large the capacity of their minds. Oh God, I even pray for children of autism. Blow the teachers' minds in this school year that they will obtain a knowledge and they will obtain their schoolwork. Oh God, I thank you now that you are the God that regulates the mind. And so, God, I thank you. I pray for special needs children. Oh God, that they will super exceed the mind and the limitations that the system has put upon them, that they will break the healing this year. Oh God, they will speak and they will pass tests and they will dumbfound the teachers, the principals, and the system. Their scores will be higher on the score of testing in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you for a supernatural move over our children and the educational system. Oh God, I thank you now that I pray over our government that you will release money to bless the teachers, the administrators, every amendment that is on the table, that's on the benefit of our children, will be passed. Come on, commanders. Come on, intercessors. Just not say yes, Lord, but I pray, open up your mouth and decree, because we have the power and the authority to change rules and systems and government. And so, God, we join our faith together and we pray for the amendments that are on the table that they shall pass. I thank you now that every legislation will be passed. I go to the constitution of the school system that it will be passed, that there will not be a seat in the Senate, there will not be a seat in the school board, there will not be a seat to block the blessing that is coming through the pipeline for our children and for our teachers and for the administrators. Come on, y'all, let's pray. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Let's pray and believe God. And so, God, we command it. We stand on your word. You said we have the power and the authority to turn government, to turn systems, because you are on the government. You are in the government. The government is on your shoulders. So we pray today for divine intervention in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I thank you because we have power and authority. Oh, God, we pray that we would teach them the power that they possess in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we decree today that there will be no deception. Protect them from internet deception. Protect them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, from ill will friends, in the name of Joshua, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of God. God, we thank you for divine protection. We thank you, God. We thank you, Jehovah Jireh, that every need shall be met in single households. Every need shall be met, oh God, for people who are paying tuitions, for people who need school supplies, for parents that may be asking, God, how am I going to provide for my children? God, we thank you for supernatural release. Be Jehovah Jireh in those homes. Be Jehovah Tishkenu in those homes. Be the Lord of Lords in those homes. Oh, God, be Adonai in those homes. Oh, God, be the God of healing in that home. Oh, God, be the God of provider in that home. Oh, God, we thank you now. Strengthen the hands of parents. Strengthen the hearts of parents. Strengthen their spirits to resist the wiles of the devil. Oh, God, go into the homes. In the name of Jesus, make every crooked place straight. Oh, God, I thank you that your word declares if we resist the devil, he will flee from us. And so, God, help us to resist the devil. Oh, God, we cover our children that they You cannot have our children to marijuana, to pills, to ecstasy, to whatever drug that is out there, to cocaine, to whatever system, narcotic, to destroy their brain cells. We speak to the restoration of the brain cells. We speak to the frontal lobe, the back lobe. We pray for the brain stem. We pray for the reconstruction of their mind. We thank your Holy Spirit that the cells are reproducing every day, because we decree right now that their body, their minds, their brains, their system will line up with what God said. Help our children to operate in divine flow. Or begin to operate, begin to speak divine flow. Begin to speak divine flow in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you that even in their bodies, oh God, the spirit of strength shall come upon them. The spirit of healing shall come upon them. And so God, we thank you. We pray that you will grow our children into mighty men and women of God who love you, who serve you, who love prayer, who love praise. And God, we thank you. So, Father, we pray that they will not suffer and fall hands to a lack of confidence. But, God, we speak over their confidence in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, call your child's name out. Oh, come on, call your child's name out. Oh, Father, I decree today that Jamal and that Moo and that Zay and that Amar and Ashton, all of my boys, oh God, they were super excel in school. Oh God, I thank you now that all of my grandchildren shall be super and high achievers. Come on, call your child's name out. Call out a child's name that you know. Call them and decree that they will be high achievers in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you. If any child that's connected to this prayer line has been struggling intellectually, God, I decree today that we're going to see turnaround. We're going to decree turnaround in the name of Jesus. They will not struggle to get their work. They will not struggle to do homework. But God, let favor be upon them. God, I thank you. I pray the prayer that was upon Jesus, that our children have favor with God and with man. Come on and release it out of your mouth, that my children, my grandchildren, my nieces, my nephews will have favor with God and with man. Oh, God, thank you. We decree the spirit of maturity upon their hearts. Help our children to lean and learn into you, that the rock of their salvation. Oh, God, I thank you now that when they face storms and trials in their life, they will know the supernatural power of God. Our children will pray in school. Our children will be warriors in school. Our children will not back down, but there will be arrows in the enemy's gate. Oh, God, teach their minds. Teach them to cast their lives, their anxiety onto you. God, I thank you that they will trust you. Oh, God, I pray that they will grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. Oh, God, I pray, hide your word in their hearts that they may not sin against you. And so, Heavenly Father, we know that there are social peer pressures of this world, and they are real, but they will not become strongholds. Oh God, we decree now that we bombard heaven. We bombard social media, the images, the opinions. They are ungodly, but God, blind our children to the competition of social media. Oh God, we thank you that Satan will try to use his tactics to distract them, but put a wall around them, put a wall around their minds, put a wall around their hearts, put put a wall around their eyes and give them supernatural focus. Oh God, we thank you now. Give our children feet that are firmly planted in your truth and grant them passion to defend your word that is within their heart. Oh God, I thank you. Help them not to be ashamed of who they are in you. I thank you that their gifts shall flow unhindered and uninterrupted. Oh Father, we decree that you will persuade them in their hearts of hearts that your word is the power of God within them. Oh God, Holy Spirit, live within them, move within them, be their teacher, be their guide, be their confidant. Oh God, we thank you, give them courage and confidence. Oh God, keep their eyes on you in the midst of school pressures. Oh God, I thank you, assign them friends who have like minds and like passions. Oh God, if there's any friends that's connected to our children, disconnect them if they don't mean them any good. But God, we give them to you this morning. Holy Spirit, we give them to you this morning on a divine assignment that we will pray and we will cover our children. Holy Spirit, I pray for our children and our children's teachers and our children's principal. I pray for each school. I pray for each school that are on church campuses. I pray for every private school, every charter school, our local school, public schools. I pray for special needs school. I pray for colleges and universities. Oh, Father, cover them this year. Oh, God, cover the parents who have to mourn because their children will not be going to school because they lost their children in school shootings. Oh, God, give them the strength. Oh, God, give them the strength to face this school year. Oh, God, we thank you. We call on the God of our lives. And so, God, I thank you that no evil caught you by surprise. But God, we pray for strength. And God, we ask you to cover our children. And I pray for leaders this morning that they will feel the move of God to every month set aside time to just pray and cover children, cover schools this year. And so God, we thank you and we love you. And we honor you today, because you are a very present help in the time of need. And God, we bless you. We bless you today, and we honor you, and we bless you for results, because we know the atmosphere is listening to us, and we know that heaven is in agreement with what we pray. And so, God, we thank you, and we honor you today. Listen, again, if you do not have a church home, join us every Sunday and Wednesday. We have a phenomenal series that is going on about discipleship, how to take your membership into discipleship. Join us tonight. And then on Thursday, we're going to have a Zoom personal one-on-one meeting with you to come in and give you a greater understanding. The facilitators will be there. I will be there. And other people will be there. Join us, Mountaintop Faith Ministries. Come join us, where the amazing leaders are Dr. Bishop Clinton House and Dr. Murray House. Come and be with us. Follow us on every social media platform. I'm covering your children every 21 days of this month, of the school year. So please drop your children's name or children who you know in our comments, and we will be covering your children. I love you, and have a supernatural, perfect, amazing day on purpose. God bless.